These are the glory days for one of our most recognized summer wildflowers, Queen Anne's lace. Although it blooms from late June into October, it is at its best right now. This sun-loving native of the old world favors dry, unmown fields and open roadsides. The delicate, lace-like appearance of the flat-top clusters of tiny white flowers helped inspire its common name. Anne, Queen of England in the early 1700s, supposedly was fond of wearing fine lace on her dresses. If you look at the center of the flower of tiny florets that make up the flower head, you might spot one or two florets that are dark purple in color. Folklore says that Queen Anne pricked her finger while sewing lace, causing a drop of her blood to stain it. The flower has borne that stain ever since. This flower is more than it seems at first glance. Another name for it gives that away: wild carrot. It is a close relative of our domestic garden carrot, and there the controversy starts. There is debate over which came first. Is wild carrot an ancestor of our domestic ones, or did cultivated carrots escape to the wild and revert back to a more primitive form? While it might be some time before botanists unravel that puzzle, Queen Anne's lace will continue to enjoy the summer sun while showing off its lacy flower heads. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.